Thanks for the exile.
That's what this place is here for.
From Alex Ross Perry, the acclaimed writer-director of Listen Up, Philip and The Color Wheel, comes an exploration of broken women.
See, Catherine is this great artist, but she's hiding in her father's shadow.
An imbalance that tears open psychic wounds and threatens to shake the very foundations of sanity.
I could murder you right now and no one would ever know.
Okay, here's the deal. It is painfully clear that Alex Ross Perry wanted very hard to make a horror film when he made Queen of Earth. It's also painfully clear that he had no idea how to make one. Elizabeth Moss plays a woman whose father/mentor has died and then recently broke up with her boyfriend. She retreats to a secluded cabin with her best friend to recover emotionally and eventually suffers a psychological breakdown. It seems that Perry wanted to make a horror film along the lines of 70s slow burns like Let's Scare Jessica to Death. However, he neglected to put in any elements that would actually make it a horror movie or a thriller. Instead, he makes the characters spend the full running time being wholly awful to one another, showing them at their absolute worst. The characters in Queen of Earth are so insufferable that it's uncomfortable, and not in a good way. If I had friends like that, I'd be on the verge of going mad myself. Queen of Earth gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.